From KUER News in Salt Lake City, I'm Ciara Hewlett. Former Utah Congressman Merrill Cook died this week. He was 79 years old and served in the U.S. House from 1997 to 2001. Cook was on several committees, including House Banking, Space Science, and Transportation and Infrastructure. And his family says he was instrumental in getting funding for the 2002 Salt Lake Winter Olympic Games. Before his time in the House, he got a business degree from Harvard and co-founded Cook Slurry Company, a mining explosives manufacturer. Cook was born in Pennsylvania but raised in Salt Lake City. There will be a public memorial service in July at the state capitol. There could be more money for Utah schools that see an increase in English language learners. As KUER's Macy Lipkin reports, lawmakers have rewritten the guidelines for schools to qualify.
This all started with a 2025 law. It set a threshold for schools to get emergency funding when there's an influx of non-native speakers. Problem was, nobody qualified. So this year's education budget lowered that threshold. Republican Senator Heidi Baldry was floor sponsor of the original law and the updated budget. She says the goal is to give teachers the resources they need to help their students. So setting the formula was a balancing act.
This adjustment was to make sure that it was more responsive, but still to protect the integrity of the fund.
The definition of a student learning English also changed. It used to come from test scores, but now it's based on how long a student has been in school in the U.S. Aaron Bruff is director of data and statistics at the Utah State Board of Education.
We already know what they are indicator-wise. We don't need to wait for the test.
The new guidelines don't take effect until next year. But 32 schools would have qualified this year if the new rules had been in place. The update also lets schools get some funds if they can show the need, even if they don't meet the written benchmark. Macy Lipkin, KUER News.
Snowpack is often described as our region's largest natural reservoir, but new research suggests the way forests are managed could affect how much of that snow actually becomes useful water. The Mountain West News Bureau's Caleb Radel has more.
In dense forests, not all of the snowfall reaches the forest floor. Emily Howe is an aquatic ecologist with the Nature Conservancy and a co-author of the report.
When snow is falling, trees can act as an umbrella and they can prevent the snow from actually reaching the ground. So it never becomes part of the water supply.
That matters in the Mountain West, where snowpack feeds rivers and reservoirs each spring, supporting farms, cities, and habitats downstream. Researchers in Washington State found thinning dense forests, a common strategy used to reduce wildfire risk, can allow more snow to reach the ground, keeping it in the mountains longer. Howe says in the West, managing forests carefully can protect the snowpack and the water many communities rely on, while also lowering wildfire danger. For the Mountain West News Bureau, I'm Caleb Radel.
Utah is among a group of states that won a federal case about energy efficiency in new homes. The state said the government required new standards that were set by private groups, and that the changes would have added thousands of dollars to the price of a new home for low-income buyers. Estimates range from nearly $9,000 to more than $30,000. Utah Attorney General Derek Brown calls the ruling a victory for families in the state who want to own a home. You're listening to KUER News.